Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Bartu is on the line now. He's learned. Remember last time I yelled at him, I was like, come on, just call us when you want to talk about some of this stuff instead of texting our phones. And he has learned his lesson. Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. This time he just called in. It's like, hey, I want to talk some Wazoo hire.
Some coaching changes. So there's a lot going on in the Pac-12, and a lot. I think there might be a little bit more to come too. Since I'm trying to get Mississippi State to steal at least one guy out of the Pac-12.
Oh,
jerk!
Look at Dave putting in recommendations.
So Dave is now the puppet master of all coaching hires nationwide,
especially at Mississippi State,
because he got Leach to Mississippi.
Trying to be
State.
Right. Trying to be. No, it's fun being behind the curtain. And there are, oh man, like one of the best ones so far is, the media was really getting hot and heavy on one, athletic director we were working for, and it was driving them a bit nuts, because they were following the plane and this, that, and the other. So they got together. This is kind of Rich Booster stuff, but, they had four planes and the school plane all leave at the same time, go in different directions. Nobody knew which one he was on. So there's speculation he's all over the country. But, I mean, that's what it kind of comes down to try to hide, some of these coaching searches, because the media is all over trying to figure out what's going to happen. And athletic directors don't like the speculation because let's say you go after somebody like, in Florida, when Scott went up to visit Chip Kelly up in Vermont, when Florida was after him, I mean, they traced the plane, they got pictures of him there, and all the Florida fans like, woo, we're going to get Chip Kelly. Doesn't always work that simply, and it gets people way too hyped up. So they'll go to all sorts of smoke screens and leak things that are entirely disinformation to throw people off these things.
Yeah, I don't really get, I mean, you just explained why they do that. I don't know that they have to do that. I think that's kind of funny how the links they go to, but I suppose I understand some of it. But do you like Nick Rolovich being hired at Washington State?
Number one on our board for Washington State, no question. Yeah, no, this is absolute no-brainer in terms of risk-reward, what he's been able to do, the scheme that was there before, the players that are there. Will it work out? That's why I call it risk-reward. It's all risky, but when you look at Rolovich, he was an A-minus grade offensive coordinator at Nevada. Hawaii brought him in, and a lot of people don't understand this about Hawaii. Hawaii was about one level away from UAB shutting the whole thing down. And he's done great things to turn that place around. I think they went 10-3 this year, top 20 again, second consecutive year in scoring efficiency. If you actually look at Washington State and Hawaii's scoring efficiency the last 2 years, it's almost the same thing. Obviously, different conference, different players, and so forth. But in terms of trying to find something that best fits what you were doing, with a bar of higher expectations or promise, this would be that guy. The problem with Rolovich is he hasn't been able to find a defensive coordinator yet. The defense has always been bad while he's been there, so it's simply outscoring the other guys. So the big thing for Washington State, if you're a Washington State fan, figure out, watch who he is hiring as a defensive coordinator. If I got a call from him today, it'd be the defensive coordinator at Wyoming. No question. That guy has done great job there with a high play volume, facing about 75 to 80 plays a game, which is what Rolovich's offense generates against the defense. So that would be my number one guy there. So we'll see if they do a good job or they pull a Washington and hire a what? Like they did for their offensive coordinator.
His name is Scotty Hazleton. That's who you're talking about, the defensive coordinator at Wyoming.
Now, Hazleton is at K-State, I think.
Oh, did he move on?
Or is Hazleton at Wyoming?
No,
Hazleton's at Wyoming. Sorry.
Internet says he's at Wyoming.
Yeah, Hazleton. That would be, for Washington State, to me, that would be absolutely close to best case scenario there is Pullum, the defensive coordinator from Wyoming. He's faced a lot of plays, a lot of different offenses. And so to me, that would, and it'd also be good value. It wouldn't be hard to pull somebody away from Wyoming with Pac-12 money, or at least it shouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like in all honesty here that Mississippi State and Washington State, according to you, they both got it right, right? They both hired the best option for them.
In our opinion, yeah, in terms of the, like I said, the risk reward, yeah, they're absolutely the best available. And a lot of people didn't even realize how available Mike Leach was. I think a lot of it just had to be time and scenario and talent. I think that's really the big thing that I got from Mike, is at least one of them, is that the excitement of top 25 talent. Now, Mississippi State's in a division where everybody's top 25 talent, but he's been at Washington State, he's been at Texas Tech, all these classes, high 30s, low 40s, high 40s. He's never consistently been at a place with a really good athlete. We know Mississippi State isn't elite, but Mississippi State, from a recruiting standpoint, Pac-12-wise, right in, I'd call him in between Washington, right near, closer to Washington than Utah. So Mike is really, I believe, he's really excited about the level of athlete he's getting at Mississippi State.
Now, you mentioned, you know, Hawaii being at UAB. Compare just the challenges, you know, Washington State versus Hawaii. Because you hear that Washington State is such a tough job, but I can't imagine it's anywhere near the challenge of winning at Hawaii.
Well, I mean, it's money. I mean, that's always the first thing. You know, you got SEC money, you got Big Ten money, then you have ACC, Big 12, Pac-12 money, and, you know, you look out there and, you know, you got Mountain West money. There's not a lot there. It's really a stepping stone job, and from a recruiting standpoint, you know, your best case scenario in terms of recruiting classes, maybe you'll pop something in the 70s, the 80s, typically between 80 and 90 out there. So you're not getting any sort of upper level, even medium level talent at all. It's really about coaching. That's why I like it when programs go and pull from the G5 ranks, because to me, in that group of five, it's more about coaching. It's more coaching centric. You can win with better coaching and lesser talent, unlike the Power Five, where it really is more recruiting and less coaching. So the fact that Washington State went out and got a guy that has, for the last 5 years, been a top 20% offensive coordinator play caller in college football, and on top of that, took his program from out of the bowl sub 500 to competing for a conference title with lesser talent, it's right now there's not a better risk, in my opinion, than Nick Rolovich.
This is Dave Bartu, our friend from the College Football Matrix. We are getting reports from non-internet that has now been confirmed by internet that Scotty Hazleton is the defensive coordinator at Kansas State. So we were wrong about that. He was at Hawaii from, he was at Hawaii, or, I mean, not Hawaii. He was at Wyoming, 2017-2018, and he was hired at Kansas State January 22nd, 2019, according to internet. So
I was right when you thought you were right, but right. I was wrong. You convinced me I was right.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Right. That's what we do here. Right. Hey, Jim J. Bullock's dead?
Yeah, Jim J. Bullock is dead. Okay, so offensive coordinator hires in the Pac-12 North. Musgrave, and then who's this guy? Musgrave, by the way, hired by Cal. What do you think of that? And then who's this guy Washington hired as their OC?
Well, with Cal, I mean, we really don't have a grade on Musgrave, right? Because he hasn't coached at the college ranks. But I mean, this guy was for Duck fans that aren't old enough, I mean, this is really one of the original great Duck quarterbacks that really started that process of turning towards where they are today. He's had an excellent track record in the NFL. He's a pro style type of offense, which really fits what they're doing at Cal in terms of their pace and tempo that they have on offense that Wilcox has been trying to run. I think it'll be a really good match with DeRuiter, if he's still there in a week. And so I really like the upgrade. Bo Baldwin, for whatever reason, I think if we were all sitting down 3 years ago having beers, we'd have been like, Baldwin, that's a kick-ass hire,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we all expected that the offense would have taken off instantly at Cal and the defense would have struggled to catch up. And in fact, it's the other way around. The defense has been rock star, and the offense never got there. Not year one, not year two, not year three. So to me, it's a huge upgrade, even without Musgrave's track record, having no track record in college football. And I do like the fit in terms of the pace and tempo that he's going to be running there.
But I saw that you gave the Washington hire like a C-, which is surprising because you would think a school like Washington could land, I don't know, a more attractive name.
What's the guy's name? Well, Donovan?
Yeah, John Donovan. Now, that's his career grade in college football. The actual hire itself should be graded much worse, in my opinion. You're Washington. You don't go hire NFL interns that aren't even calling plays. I mean, they took him from Jacksonville. He's not even the play caller at Jacksonville. Yeah. He's some dude watching some dude calling plays. And he had a subpar career as a play caller. This is a huge step back for Washington. I hate this hire. Yeah, he has a C-minus grade for his career. As a grade in terms of hiring, I don't think you can go any higher than a D on this. Washington has too big of a brand. They have too good a talent to be going after a bottom half offensive coordinator. It's really disappointing if you're a Washington fan.
Yeah, it was just, you would think a program like that that doesn't have a problem paying assistants. You know, it's a big budget there. You've been one of the premier programs. It's a national brand. I too was just kind of scratching my head at that one. You know, they got a lot of criticism with Chris Peterson there for, you know, just kind of sticking with the, kind of promoting from within. But then Jimmy Lake has a chance to kind of wipe the slate clean and go outside the box, and you make a hire that everyone universally shrugs their shoulders at. I just don't get it.
No, it's like he overthought it, you know, trying to be outside the box so much that it became analysis paralysis. And it's like, oh, and boom. And here you are with an elite defensive coordinator and a subpar offensive coordinator, and I think you're going to see it hurt them going forward.
So you mentioned Tim DeRuiter. He's the defensive coordinator at Cal, and you said depending on how long he's there, do you think that perhaps USC is looking to steal him?
I think a lot of programs should be looking to steal him. He's done a great job. He only made $509,000 last year. He's in a contract year. He's basically a free agent right now. He's not even under contract. So I know with our clients, I've been pushing a lot of people at Tim DeRuiter. He is excellent in pass defense. His career, he's an A-minus defensive coordinator. Obviously not successful as a head coach at Fresno State, but from a defensive coordinator standpoint, in a conference that throws more than it runs, this is somebody needs to grab this guy, or Cal needs to back the truck up and pay him a lot more money.
What are the Ducks doing at OC?
I don't know. I remember I came on a month ago and said this is going to be over in 1 minute or it's going to take a really long time.
Because you said at that time you wanted Chip Long fired by Notre Dame.
Right, and it turns out that he is a five-star douche magoo. Nobody wants him.
Clip that. By the way, hold on. We got the new souk drop.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You sound like a cow.
Yeah, I was going to say a wounded blah, blah, cow.
Nice. Sounds like the raccoon I caught for you this morning, too.
Yeah, could you go ahead and drop that off? Because I would like to have him. Dave trapped a raccoon, and he looks adorable. Don't hurt him, Dave.
All right, where were we? Oregon.
So we were with Oregon. So Chip Long, everybody interviewed him. Penn State interviewed him. Arkansas interviewed him. I almost guarantee you Oregon interviewed him. And I was like, what? I mean, this is a guy. This is Notre Dame's number one recruiter and an A-grade offensive coordinator at Notre Dame in Memphis. And it's like, yeah, he is just a gigantic ass and nobody can get along with him. So I'm like, okay. So Chip Long is out. But I did expect Oregon to be done with this already. And then now it's, you know, Joe Moorhead was being interviewed, B-plus for his career. Didn't do so well with Mississippi State last year, but I helped Penn State get him out of Fordham to Penn State. He was one of the big targets there and had a good first year at Mississippi State. And I think he would fit pace-wise with what Mario is trying to do. Hall at Tulane, we've heard that name quite a bit. He's done well in 2 years at Tulane. He has a B grade. I think that would be a good fit. I think Moorhead would be a little bit better because he runs a slower pace offense, which is, I believe, that's something that Mario wants to go towards, not against. And then there's some fish guy who's watching McVay call plays at the Rams. Blah. You know, yeah, they said, oh, they were looking at Tommy Rees at Notre Dame. I'm like, oh, geez, he's never called a play, which Notre Dame just promoted him to offensive coordinator, but good luck trying to catch lightning in a bottle again. You know, they did it with Clark Lee, but how many times can you go back to the next man up before you lose? I mean, we've seen it right here in our backyard in Oregon. You just can't do that every time. And I think the Ducks are past next man up, and I believe Notre Dame was too. So, It just seems like it's taking a while, and we have one guy on the West Coast. If Oregon wanted to take a risk on a guy that has been a fantastic play caller, not in the Power 5 system, I have been hitting Mario on Twitter and on email and anybody in the Ducks, wherever I can. If they're dragging this out, if they want a guy with a great track record but high risk or higher risk because he hasn't been in the Power 5, dude, Mario, call me right now. We have a guy for you to talk to.
Well, wait a minute. Who is it? Yeah. You can't do that.
No, yes, I can.
No, you yes, really I can't. No.
No, because I have other clients looking at this guy, too. Yeah, so no, too bad.
You know who's Chip Long, you.
Dave's telling you to pound sand.
Yeah. If you want to know, get Mario conference called on right now. Because I want to give this to him. I'm a Duck alum. I've been trying to do stuff for them for nothing forever, just for a reference. I charge everybody else, but shoot, just give me one chance to prove ourselves for Oregon and build some trust there. But now there is one guy out there that we have circled that somebody's going to maybe get a winner in that one.
You're a real jerk.
I love you too.
Thank you, David. David?
I'm here. I gotta go rebait the trap. Gotta get another raccoon. He is a 5-star douche magoo.
That's a new drop.
Douche magoo.
Yeah. Go get you another raccoon.
That's a good name for the raccoon, by the way, is Mr. Douche Magoo.
Douche Magoo? Sandwich, Douche Magoo, and George. All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.